It worked! The day big unit worked!
We're through the looking glass here, people.
Did you hear something?
No.
Did I?
I don't know.
What? Already? Yes, it's Simpsons time. This is something that I do on this show. Today I'm going to talk about Separate Vocations, Season 3, written by George Meyer, which I really love. And one of the things I love most about it is that Lisa says, "Shove it," to Miss Hoover, who at this stage still has an extremely thick New York or Brooklyn accent, which she has retained over the years. Just when she first started out, she really sort of talked like this, even more than usual. Right, that's very disrespectful, Lisa. I also like the design of the bad girls, the two bad girls that Lisa encounters in the bathroom, smoking. She does not actually smoke, but she takes a cigarette from one of them and tucks it behind her ear and says, "I'll smoke it in class." It's really good. The whole conceit of this episode, very, very not just good, but like scene setting, stage setting episode for what was to come in the entire future seasons and the future of the series, is that all the kids in Springfield Elementary, including Bart and Lisa, take a career aptitude test. And when the results are returned, it says that the test diagnoses Lisa as being a future homemaker and Bart being a police officer. And, you know, as you can imagine, they're very much a role reversal because Lisa thought that she was going to be an artist of some sort, a jazz musician at that point. You know, like, in particular, she liked jazz just in the life of that one episode, in that moment. And then, you know, so she was very disillusioned at first when told she was going to be a homemaker. And Bart, you know, who always thought he was going to be a drifter and was totally fine with that. Like, he even had a great fantasy about being a drifter as an adult. Suddenly sees himself as a cop. And so he becomes a hall monitor and is very comfortable in the role of authority, which surprises everyone. I mean, the viewers included. And he also gets to go on a ride along with Eddie and Lou of the Springfield Police Force. And that, to me, is really great. I really like the interplay between Eddie and Lou and Bart when that happens. So everything has gone crazy. Everything's topsy-turvy. The whole personalities of Bart and Lisa are totally switched. Because Lisa, when she's so upset about being, you know, not having any hopes and dreams anymore, gets bad. You know, she lashes out by doing bad things like carving a skull with pointy hair, like her hair, in the desk and, you know, doing the befriending the smoking girls and ultimately stealing all the teachers' editions from the school so that the teachers can't teach. And that is really a masterful prank. You can't help wondering what kinds of pranks Lisa would have gotten up to and how clever they would have been if she had stayed bad. But no, she does not stay bad. Bart takes the fall for her. And it turns out that Skinner et al., well, really only Skinner, is the one who's that concerned with who did it. Says that he's not surprised, you know, he's disappointed in himself that he trusted Bart, and says that he should have known all along that it was Bart or somebody like that. An inside man, a rogue hall monitor, he calls him. I don't know if you've seen it. You know how good an episode it is. That great montage that they have with the days of the week, like zooming in. And you see the silhouettes of Bart and Skinner sort of shaking hands behind the door and stuff. And all the things that Bart does for Skinner, including analyze Nelson's handwriting in a forged note supposedly from his mother. When I was a kid, I always laughed at that. Like, forgery! So he didn't have leprosy. It was always good. I like Skinner looking at the puma. The mascot of Springfield Elementary is the puma, and he is seen admiring this bronze statue, like, very reverently, and he calls it Principal of the Mountains, which is so good. And one of the other things that I think maybe the last thing that I haven't mentioned that Lisa does in her badness is she gets bad kids to egg the puma and, you know, put eggs and toilet paper on it. My favorite joke is when Bart is with Eddie and Lou, and they are showing him the secrets of the seamy underbelly of Springfield, and they drive by the motel where Quimby is. And, you know, I'm pretty sure I can say this on the radio because it was on TV in 1993 or so. It is Lou who says, tonight his honor is polling the electorate. I find that so risque, such a great double entendre, and it is not lost on Bart either. I just really like Eddie and Lou, like how they go through the motions of being cops. Like, they like being cops. They get hot and cold running chicks, they say. They know that their boss, Wiggum, is just completely inept, but they have fun with it anyway. when Bart, just in all innocence, when he's on the ride-along that night, says, do you need straight A's to be a cop? And they just laugh. Like, the way that is met immediately with laughter is just so great. And I won't imitate the laughter, because you just have to watch it. A gem from season 3. I find it interesting that it's never found out that the test was messed up. You know, that in Proctorville, Iowa, when all of the tests are being scanned, and right at the moment when Lisa's and Bart's, like, between the two of their tests, the machine conks out slightly, and the Iowan guy has to hit it with a broom, that is why the wrong results are returned. You know, we would assume that Bart would be called a drifter and Lisa would be called whatever, an astrophysicist with a minor in jazz studies. But nobody ever knows that, and things just get back to normal anyway. Even though poor Lisa has stubbiness of the fingers, that's another thing that's discovered in this. Lisa writing in her diary, sadly, you know, that she has no hopes and dreams anymore, is definitely a presaging of season 9, Lisa the Simpson, where she is also often seen sadly writing in the diary. Yeah, and I guess that's really all I have in me for today's Simpsons Time. Take another look at this episode if you can, especially in the very first act, you know, the scanning of those tests and the quietly taking of the test that all the kids do. You notice that there's very little dialogue. There's a lot of jokes just in visuals and spread out, you know, among very small bits of dialogue. I like the, like, nurse shark and lawyer bird stuff as well. This has been Simpsons Time. Thank you for listening. This is a song by the Shirelles called Everybody's Going Mad. Going Mad. And that has been Simpsons Time for this week. Thank you for listening to Simpsons Time through the Debigulator. I'm Amanda Nazario. Twitter name at Amnaz, AMNAZZ. Drop me a line sometime if you like Simpsons Time, if you have any questions about The Simpsons, about WFMU, about really anything that I do. I would be so happy to talk to you. Separate Vocations, I didn't mention originally, also has Mr. Glasscock. That is, in fact, the show where he appears, the one and only. And the other thing I wanted to mention is that during the ride along with Eddie and Lou, Bart sees Sideshow Mel, you know, in his civilian life. And I think that is the first time we see Sideshow Mel out of the context of Krusty's show. He's roller skating while walking his Afghan hound, who we also don't see again. But yeah, it is established that Sideshow Mel is a weird person, not just on TV, but in real life, because the cops are like, ugh, they only come out at night. I believe it is Eddie that says that. All right. Bye, everybody. I'll talk to you later. And I hope you have a terrific week.